We went back and looked at the film of the turnovers. How do you think those could have been prevented and cleaned up going forward?
We had a couple of issues on the first two. We had a snap count issue on the first one, and then once the snap count issue happened, Jake's just got to protect the ball and just eat it, you know, just make let the play be over. And then the second one, we had a pass protection issue as well. Again, just eat it. And there's worse things than a sack, you know. And I thought the third one was just an unbelievably bad luck play for us, lucky play for them. I mean, the guy made a good play, but you can live with one of those once in a while. But the first two, very preventable, and we need to definitely just eat it and play the next down. Yep.
How do you grade Braden Kimes' tackling?
That was a huge play. I'm glad you pointed that out, because we showed that clip in the team meeting, you know, where you know, it's a shows a lot of character. You go make the tackle. It's easy to hang your head right there and be bummed about the play. Go make a tackle. Our defense makes a great stop, and we end up winning the game. So that was a huge play.
If the two running backs can't go, it's been
yeah.
What is your plan, and what is your confidence level in the guys behind them?
Yeah, they're not going to play. They're not ready. So we'll play Miles, okay, and Enoch Nawahine, and then we have Sione Moa and Pokai ready to go as well. So those will be the four guys that travel, and there's a chance all four could play. You'll see a good dose of Miles and Enoch, and then the other two are ready to play, and good chance they'll be in.
Do you have to weigh kind of that four-game redshirt rule at all, or is that out the window?
That's out the window now. I think we're at the point now where you just got to play who you need to play to win. It's too competitive to try to hold people back.
When you're in a situation, you know, Jake said after the game he didn't have his best game.
Yeah.
But you want him to stay confident and know that you're confident in him. But how do you gauge when to make a change? Do you have a process in your mind, or is it a feel thing? Or when the team needs a spark, I'm just wondering how you approach that.
Well, the most important thing is we were always still in a good position to win the game. And so no one has a license to just make mistakes at any position indefinitely. But we were always in a good position to win the game. He did make a lot of good plays in the game as well. There were some things in that game that were outstanding. But, yeah, I mean, I'll just say no one has a license to just play poorly for forever. You know? But he did a lot of good things as well.
Does that mean you wouldn't hesitate to turn to Gary if he struggles again?
Yeah, we have trust in Gary, and but we didn't think about changing in that game. It just we were always in good position to win. Felt like a couple of those mistakes were, you know, they're things we very preventable. We need to protect the ball better for sure. But there was a lot going on. Sometimes it isn't always you know, perfectly readily obvious to everyone who's watching.
How do you think your offensive line has performed through two games?
We're improving. I thought, you know, we didn't run the ball well at all in the first half last game. And then in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter, we found some, we ran it better. And we had some timely big runs. You know, those two fourth down conversions were huge. And then our pass protection, we were concerned about pass pro in that game. That was an excellent defense with a very good pass rush. And thought Caleb and Braden Kime especially really hemmed up their DNs in that game and kept them away from the QB for the most part. The only pressure they really got was we blew a protection one time, a blitz pickup that didn't involve the O-line once. I think the O-line is improving, and we just need to keep getting better.
I was just curious what the Wyoming game means to you, just the history as a player and as a coach and having faced them over the years. What does that mean to you?
First of all, every game in college football is huge. You know, there's so much riding on every game, and you have to approach every single week the same way. And then going to Laramie, I've been trying to impress upon these guys that we're going to get their very, very best, and they will play their best. Their fans will be into it, and this will be a hostile environment. They beat Texas Tech at home last year. I've been up there a number of times and been in some really tough dogfight games. Lost a couple times there when I was up the road at Utah, and once here when I was GA. So I've been trying to make sure our players understand what they're up against.
Do you like those games? You know, maybe a little extra added edge to it in some of these types of contests?
Well, I think, again, to me, every week has the same edge. I mean, if you respect every opponent the same way and you prepare every single week the same way, then, you know, you gain an appreciation for how hard every game is to win. You know, in some weeks it's easy, some easier than others, but every week's huge. Every week's huge.
Have you enjoyed the helmet communication between you and the quarterback, and how has that changed things at all for the way that you call the game?
Yeah, it's been – I'm loving it, yeah. I think every quarterback coach and every play caller in the country would say the same thing. It's nice.
Does it provide time to make a call and then add anything that you –
Sometimes,
seeing?
Yeah. Sometimes you can add a little reminder. I try not to – I don't want to talk too much and bog him down with too many thoughts, but, yes, you can remind you – you can make some little reminders to your QB at times. Yep.
What are you seeing from Wyoming's defense this year?
Well, we only have two games, so it's not a large body of work, and Arizona State jumped on them really early, and I don't know how they got such good field position because I haven't watched the offense, but ASU's offense started with unbelievable field position several times. I'm assuming those were turnovers or special teams plays, but ASU got off to such a fast start, it was almost like part of that film is like hard to even evaluate. But I just, going historically on how they've been, it's been the same defense they've been running, and they're very good at it. Everyone's in their gap. Everybody knows what they're doing. They're very disciplined and tough, physically tough. And I think the most points they gave up last season was 31 or 32, something like that. So I think that was a double overtime game against Texas Tech, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, they're a good defense.
Besides LJ and Falau, did you come out of that SMU game healthy for the rest of the offense?
I think we did. Yeah, I might be forgetting someone, but I think so. Pretty sure that's correct, yeah.